Okay, welcome to Backspin, our podcast for the All Golf Idaho mobile app. My name is Chris Wood. I'm your host.
I am Kelly Bruner. I'm the co-host.
And my nephew, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So a little bit about us. I have been covering golf since, oh gosh, my first assignment was in 1986. I did the Men's State Amateur when Joe Millay first won, and he had his big afro, and I got to do that for the newspaper. And then after that, I really fell in love with covering golf, and I did Intermountain Golf Magazine for a while, and done some other various writing for different publications and whatnot. And then a couple years ago, I thought I need to get back in the game, so the mobile golf app came around, All Golf Idaho, and we're just getting that rolling, and our podcast hopefully is going to be a way to connect with people out there in the community. So a little bit about you, Kelly.
Well, as mentioned before, I'm Chris's nephew, and that's about it. Okay. So
all right, a hacker.
I represent that side of the
we're not golf pros, and we don't want anyone thinking that by any stretch here. So anyway, on this podcast, we're mainly going to have a good time. That's the goal. We're going to be a little wacky, have some fun, but we're also going to try and be informative, bring you news, things going on the local golf scene. And one thing I've figured out over the years is people don't cover golf. Our media doesn't cover golf anymore, which is good for us, bad for them, because there are so many stories out there, great stuff that we can cover. So we'll do course reviews. We're going to be interviewing interesting people. Today, for example, we have Bill Green from Club Champion who will be joining us at about the 15-minute mark. So if you tune in just a little later or stick with us until then, you'll be able to hear all about Club Champion and what they do. Also going to interview Nick Blasius from the First Tee coming up. We're just going to have, you know, great guests every week. So each week we'll have somebody from the golf world out there. And then, but we also definitely want to hear from all of you. So here in a minute, we're going to have a phone call, too, from one of our intrepid people out on the scene. I think you'll like that. Yeah, so here we go. So first thing, too, I wanted to say that everybody has a golf story, right, Kelly? I mean,
absolutely.
If you play the game, you've got a golf story.
Yeah, 100%.
So I thought I'd lead off with one of mine, and this one kind of has a special place now because my brother, who was involved, he passed away last August, so kind of a tribute to him. But it's a good one, and I've won some awards writing this one as a column back in the day. But I named it aptly. Do you remember the name, Kelly?
I don't.
Well, when I first did it, this tells you how old I am. The movie The Sixth Sense was coming out at the time, and the big thing was, if you remember that, he's like, "I see dead people."
Yeah.
Remember that, right?
Yeah.
So I wrote it, "I Hit People," was the kind of the premise there where I started off with. So this goes back to when I was, gosh, I think I was about 19 years old. My brother was a little older, a couple years older, 21 or so, and neither one of us were golfers by any stretch. In fact, it might have been my third or fourth time playing. It was, you know, right in that stretch. And we went to Island Park Golf Course. We lived up in Island Park, Idaho. For people who live over here, it's on the eastern side of the state. When you look at Idaho, it's that little blip up the eastern side right by Yellowstone Park. I mean, anyway. So the resort course there was anything but just a nine-hole.
The resort course. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's generous.
That is generous. Have you played there?
I have not, no.
Yeah, but, oh yeah, if you play, this was just hard pan, you know,
yeah,
kind of, but yeah, a nine-holer. Anyway, so we're out there and having a bad day, of
yeah,
course. You know,
yeah,
I'd lost a couple balls already, hit a few houses already, you know. We're on the fourth hole, I believe it was, and we're standing there on the tee box, and cross my heart, everything I say in this dialogue was exactly the way we said it. There is no embellishment here, believe it or not. So we're standing there on the fourth tee box, and off to our left is the condos, and off to the right is the clubhouse where they have a swimming pool. And so lo and behold, here comes these two dudes and his lady, and they're walking across the fairway. They're probably 240 out, I'm thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. they're taking their sweet ass time to get across our fairway, yeah. right? Is the way we're yeah. looking at it. So Carter looks at me and says, should I hit one of them? I said, yeah, sure, why not? Aim, hit one. He said, okay. How about the fat guy in the back? He thinks he's cool. Now, and then when I wrote it, I wrote that I had no way of knowing how he could discern this guy's demeanor from down there. But I'm like, oh, sure, okay. What I actually said was, yeah, hit him, aim for him. So he tees it up, and he is in no way aiming for these people who are now down to the right edge of the fairway. I mean, he's aiming left, aimed down the middle, whatever. He's not trying to hit him. This ball takes off, just, and it is low, like 10 feet off the ground, an absolute bullet, and there's no doubt. I'm standing behind him, and there's no doubt. It's all nailing him. Over this guy.
It's nailing him.
It's on him. And the ground's so hard, it just went off the ground. It looked like when you're shooting the 22 out in the desert and it kicks up dust. Yeah. I mean, just it probably gained speed. Boom! Nails this guy right smack in the head and he goes down.
Oh, no.
I mean, it looked like he got hit by a high-powered rifle. There's no stagger, no nothing. Just boom!
Down. Cloud of dust.
So we're looking and I'm like, you did it! You hit him! Oh my god, you did it! You hit him! Oh, and I have to, I forgot a very important piece. Carter, while the ball's in the air, he knows damn well it's on this guy too. Mm-hmm. But instead of yelling four, all he could get out was, heads! And it nails the guy, of course, like you said, right in the head. So he's down. They're over him. We're like, we don't know if the guy's dead.
Yeah.
What, man? I mean, holy crap. So they, for a little while later, they get the guy up and he's kind of staggering. And this other dude, and he was a big guy. We could see from way down the fairway. And he yells, come and get your ball. And Carter yells back, no way. So they pack the guy off to the clubhouse. And we're like, man, I can't play. I'm done. He's like, yeah, me too. I mean, that's just too weird. I mean, it was like may lightning strike and
yeah.
So we're gonna get out of there. And he says, well, why don't you take my rental clubs in for me? I'm like, why don't you take your own rental clubs in? So he hauls him in there. The lady grabs him. Choose him out. Says the guy's got a cut, but he's going to be okay. And we get out of there. Needless to say, we were cracking up. When we finally were driving down the road, we about crashed. We started laughing so hard once it finally hit us. So that's the genesis of the thing. And the way I wrote this, what happened to me is obviously I must have incurred the wrath of the golf gods. Because you know what happens next. What do you think happened next, Kel?
I can't wait to find out.
Okay, well, so I go back down. About a little while later, I go back down to Pocatello, back to school at ISU. And, by the way, I took golf 7 times on my transcript. It's pretty great. We would just go and sign up for golf, and you pay. It was like $10 back then.
Oh, my God.
And you got to play 9 holes every Wednesday. That was a class. So, yeah, I repeated that. Yeah. So I was getting ready for golf class, and I'm like, yeah, I need to go play. So I go out to Riverside. And if for those of you who don't know, Riverside Golf Course there in Pocatello, the old Portneuf River winds through the golf course there. And you play through the old riverbed because they've rerouted the river over by the railroad tracks anyway. So I hit this from like on the 14th hole, I think. I hit this hellacious slice right down. And these two par fours crisscross, you know, go back and forth. So I'm thinking, I slice down into the riverbed, dang it, you know. So I'm going down there, and here's this dude. And what is it about these guys? It's got to be like the biggest guy in the world. Yeah, I remember this guy reminded me of Tony Siragusa. Okay. Well, you know, and rest in peace. I think the goose died, didn't he? So
I don't know.
I think maybe he did, yeah.
You might be right.
Anyway, yeah, the NFL guy, Tony Siragusa. This big dude. And of course, what's he got to do? Shirtless. I mean, what is this guy doing? I did point out in the column too that it was that I didn't point out to him that it was an etiquette foul that he was playing without his shirt. So I'm walking down and here comes this guy. He's coming up, kind of charging up the other time. And I'm like, whoa, you know, whoa, big fella. Did I hit you?
Whoa, big fella.
He like, turns around. He's like, what do you think? He shows me the meat of his back. And I swear to God, I could see the dimples.
Oh, my God.
And another one back to, you know, for a time thing, I put that it was 384 dimples. Aren't there more now?
I think it's different every ball. Right.
This was 384, yeah, 384. On the old standard Titleist Bellotta, yeah, that you could see right in his back. A welt.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, okay, wow. Well, 1 week later, I go back out to Riverside. Here I go. Yeah, I'm back out there. And the first hole and the 10th hole, both, I think, one's a par 4, one's a par 5. They've switched them around, but they kind of go off from the same place, and then they curl off into different directions. So I'm playing one, but I'm over in the 10th fairway, which is by the driving range there. And there's this man, this lady in a cart, and they're probably 40 yards out in front of me and off to my left. I just hit, you know, this rate hook probably 150 yards left. So, yeah. I'm yelling to the lady. I'm like, hey, you might want to move. And she's like, no, you'll be fine. I'm like, okay. And I wrote the story again. You've been warned, you know.
Yeah.
I've done my due diligence.
Yep. I can only do so much.
Right. 3-wood. Woo! Hooks like no other. Hits the back of the cart. I mean, 6 inches higher, this lady's head is gone. It hits. Whap! Comes all the way back, probably 50 yards behind me. That's how hard it hit. It would have killed her. And then I wrote the thing, needless to say, they came around behind me before I hit again. So I'm starting to think, like, what the hell is going on here, you know? Yeah. So I go up to Highland Golf Course to hit some balls. I'm going to go hit the range, figure this out, right? Oh, yeah. So I'm up there, and at Highland, they've got the restaurant patio thing kind of overlooks the driving range, so everyone can see when you're out there, which is, you know, just
terrific. Terrific. That's what everyone wants.
Right. So I'm down in the far right slot, and right above there is the 9th hole, and it's a pretty steep hill, and there's a huge tree that guards it too, okay? And I'm up there, just an absolute hosel rocket shank comes off, and I hear this big knock, right? So I'm thinking, oh, that must have hit the tree. Didn't see where the ball went. I go to tee up another ball, and here comes this old man staggering off the hill. I mean, he looked like, you know, like when you hit, if you've ever hit a duck when it's just like, oh. Yeah. He comes staggering out, stops right in front of me, and I'm like, oh, crap. I'm like, can I hit you? He's like, what the hell? What are you doing? And he pulls his hand back. And if you remember the Bayonne Bleeder, Chuck Wepner.
I don't know that, no.
Well, he fought Muhammad Ali. And in fact, he's kind of the, I think he was the impetus for Rocky, was partly based on Chuck Wepner. Anyway, but he just bled. And Muhammad Ali hit, and this guy's face looked like that. I mean, just, he pulls it back. It had hit him in the forehead, of course.
Oh, God.
Sliced it open, and just blood is going down this guy's face. And I'm like, oh my God. And so they take the guy, like I said, and everyone could see him. They got him over there. I don't think they called the ambulance or anything, but they got him over there sitting in a chair with an ice bag on his head. And all these people are looking out there like, that's the dude.
That guy.
It's him. It's him.
No one had your back on that one.
No. God. No. But luckily, after that, it kind of, I don't know, maybe it was just one of those things that come in threes, right? So, you know, and I learned my lesson, man. When people would be like, oh, yeah, you won't hit them. Like, oh, yeah, you want to bet? And years later, I was at a golf course in Twin, 93 Golf Ranch, and the guy on the mower was off to my left, and I was playing by myself, doing a story for it. Wow, hits it over there. This guy sees it coming. I think he ducks. It gives him a haircut.
Yeah.
He comes up, just pissed, cussing me out. You know what it feels like to get hit? And I'm like, nope. But I know how it feels to be the hitter. So that's my story.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get some from all of you coming up here soon as well.
Speaking of callers, looks like we've got one now. Hello?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
And who is this?
This is Dave Bruner, Kelly's dad.
Oh. So for those of you who don't know, Dave is also has an alter ego as Muff the Caddy. This goes back to when Dave actually caddied for me in the club or the IGA State Amateur at Ridgecrest years ago. So he is kind of scarred for life, because anyone who's played golf with me knows that certain words are used quite often. Anyway, welcome, Muff, and tell us a little bit. What's the secret to being a great caddy, in your view?
Well, I think the number one thing is knowing to hand out the beer and red hots.
Beer and big red hots? Like the candy?
Yeah, atomic fireballs. You know, when a golfer is really struggling, he needs something to take his mind off the game.
Did it work?
Well, I'm not sure anything really worked the time we were out there.
This is true, because I remember I had kind of a little hack fest going on there. I'm out there, or someone call, you know, you're caddying for somebody, and they say, hey, you know, what do you think? Is this a 6-iron, 5-iron? What's your advice going to be to this person?
Well, my first thought is, you're the golfer. How the hell should I know what you should hit? Typically, I just reach into the pocket for some red hots.
Just no comment type of thing, yeah. Okay. I do remember, like, you know, the whole thing. How the hell would I know when are we going to the bar?
Right.
All right. Well, Muff, are you planning on getting back out there anytime soon? If somebody's looking for a caddy, I mean, maybe you can reprise that role.
Yeah, we'll see. It's the time of year that you start thinking about a new season, so we'll never know until we hit it.
All right, yeah. Man. Well, thanks for calling. Kelly, anything you want to tell the old man before he signs off?
You know, I think the biggest piece of advice for a caddy would be make sure you don't mix up the 6 and the 9 iron.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, that's about the only thing I could keep in my head.
You know, there is another great caddy, by the way. I'll tell the story quickly, too, is my friend Keith Sartain, great guy, who he cares for a guy by the name of Pete. Pete got in an accident, unfortunately, years ago and lost his sight and has short-term memory loss. So Pete would come out and golf with us and push the cart. And I'd be like, Pete, what do you think? Is it 6-iron? He's like, yep, that's a plus. That's it. You think it's a 6? Yep, that's it. No matter what you ask, Pete would say, yeah, that's it. And so he's great, you know. Because really, all you need, just get the confidence.
You just need the validation, yeah.
You know, and by the way, Bones and Phil Mickelson, good God, you know, when they do their little, it's all staged,
of course,
too. What a bunch of crap. All right, anyway, thanks, Moth. We'll see you on the link soon.
All right, guys, good talking to you.
Okay, as promised, here is our first on-site interview. We're here today with Bill Green from Club Champion out on Eagle Road. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you.
One of our first guest, by the way, ever, so that's kind of historic. Maybe one day we'll look back and say you were the first guy ever on Backspin here in Idaho. So tell us a little bit, Bill, how you came to be general manager at Club Champion.
I got in the golf business in 2003 through San Diego Golf Academy in Arizona. I've got my associates in applied business in the golf market. Basically learned club repair, lessons, tournaments, ins and outs of running retail, a little bit of food and beverage. Worked at a couple country clubs in Scottsdale, Mesa, Arizona area, and did a little freelance lesson stuff on the side.
How long have you been in Idaho?
This is my second stint back here, so I've been back for 2 years.
Okay, your second stint, so you were here prior.
Yep, I was here for 25 years prior, and then I was down in Arizona for a bunch of years.
Okay, everyone wants to know, how do you play? Are you an actual golf professional when people think, you know, everyone always thinks, what do you...
I always like to say there's two sides to that title. There's the playing side professional, and there's the business side. Mm-hmm. I kind of do both. I play as a 5 handicap. I know I'm not good for the tours, but I can hold my own on the course.
which is good, because if people, you're giving people advice, they need to know you can. They need to know how many strokes you're going to give them. That's what they're after.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
I always accept strokes, too.
All right, so tell us a little bit about Club Champion. What do you guys do here?
Club Champion is a premier fitting studio. What we do over and above what OEMs or your normal retailer is going to do. We are going to fit a club to your swing. We actually watch your swing and get data points.
Okay. Are you trying to fix my swing first?
No lessons, because I always like to say I don't have a crystal ball. You can only fit off what we see in the bay that day.
I think the term you used, bring your swing, was that what you said? The swing you bring is what you have. Okay.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about your club making.
So all the components you see on my wall are sourced independently from the manufacturers. We have all the OEMs. We have a bunch of the Japanese heads that nobody else has. And we let our guy, one guy in the build shop will build your whole set. But what he's going to do is he's going to weigh shafts, heads. He's going to make sure they swing weight perfectly of what you hit in here. Other than if you order even custom shafts to the retailers or the OEMs, they run them down assembly line and they don't double check everything.
OEM, what is for the...
Original equipment manufacturer.
Ah, thank you.
Yep.
Because I'm sure there's people out there going...
Sure.
Thinking, you know, there are no dumb questions. I may ask a few, but you know.
You know, the manufacturers, you know, the big companies, they're putting out thousands of sets. And a lot of them are not specced out tight. So we like to weigh the shafts and make sure they are specced out to what they say they are.
I also noticed, too, as I walked into the front part of the building here, it's a beautiful space, by the way. You also have putter fitting. I say, oh, I can putt with anything if I keep my head down, but maybe that's not true.
I always like to tell my customers it's probably the most boring fit, but it's the most eye-opening. We always buy one. First, we look at how it looks. It's got to pass what I call the eye test. It's got to be sexy. Two, we kind of look at length. But nobody has an idea how they actually, what I say, steer a putter or stroke a putter. So there's three vertibles. We need to know what the toe hang of that putter is. And that's basically how the toe of it's going to release bass based off how you stroke it. And then you're lying in your loft. Some guys de-loft where they need more loft than their putter. Because when you de-loft, you can put the ball into the turf. It's going to bounce up, loses energy, not going to hop back on lie. And the same with the opposite. If you hang back with your hands and add loft, the ball's going in the air too. So we like to find out how you operate a putter. Sam Putt Lab. And you can go on YouTube and watch them. Sam Putt Lab watches you 28 different ways.
Wow.
Everybody will go out and buy these new $600 and $650 drivers, but they don't spend time on the club that they use the most when they're out playing.
Absolutely.
And it turned my weakness into a strength in the last 2 years.
Great. Yeah, and when I talk to people, and I'm not a teacher, but I am a school teacher anyway, so I do help people once in a while if they ask me. And tell them, start from the hole and get your putting. It's by far the way you're going to shave strokes, especially for a beginner.
Right. The shaft and a putter was probably one of the most overlooked piece of equipment because they just put a basic steel shaft in typically. Mm-hmm.
Do you have flex in yours then too?
Well, what they do, they're going heavy with them, and what BGT's called stability LA. Basically, you know, the longer the putt, if we mishit it a little bit, the more that head of the putter is going to deflect. So it's either going to amplify or miss. These graphite and heavier shafts that don't twist, don't deflect, still you're going to miss it a little bit, but you're going to miss it less.
So maybe instead of a 4-footer, I've got a 2.
Exactly.
Huge.
Yep. And once you get that toe hang, lie loft, kind of look at the shaft, the grip, big difference.
Anything else about Club Champion you want people to know?
We're just very high end as far as what we offer. We have everything that you can imagine from the putter fit. We fit the whole bag top to bottom. We have all the shafts, all the custom shafts. Biggest thing people don't know about shafts, there's no parity between shaft manufacturers on flex. One company, you could be a regular. Next company, you could be a stiff based on bend profile and how they want that shaft to go. There's just no parity out there. And then some of the gram weighting, where is the weight in the shaft? Is it in the hands? Is it in the midsection? Is it in the tip? They all have a gram weighting. They're not always stuck to that number. I have 60-gram category shafts. They're actually falling in the 50-gram category.
what you see is not always what you get. Is that fair?
No, and there's no parity between companies. So if you're used to playing one in another company and you want to switch over, you could stay in that what you think is their same weight and flex rating or bend profile, play totally different.
Okay, good stuff. All right, let's have a little more fun here.
Okay.
Okay. Favorite golf professional, who is it and why?
Jack Nicklaus.
Ah, my man too.
Man,
reason or just, I think people our age, we grew up watching him maybe is the thing too.
And just a class act, and he holds the records. I mean, I love Tiger. I love some of these young guns coming up. I love watching JT and those guys. I mean, I'm not going to get in a debate Tiger against Jack because they're both great in their era.
Right.
I think Tiger probably had a little more competition.
All right. If you could play anywhere, where are you going?
Well, I'm going to turn 60 in a few years, and my goal is to get over to Scotland and Ireland.
Nice.
So that's my goal. Bucket list.
St. Andrews?
If I can get on.
Is it harder? Do you get any kind of preferential?
No.
You anywhere? You can't get on to Augusta? Come on, man.
And I think St. Andrews does like a lottery where they pull.
Really? Yeah.
Like a dice or something out of a bag.
Dice or something like that. Yeah.
For open tee times or whatever it is.
Huh. Okay.
But I'll be happy just to be there.
And there's playing a ton of great courses, right? You don't
Correct.
Have to play Correct. St. Andrews, but. All right. If you weren't doing this, what would you be doing?
That's a great question. The reason I got into this is because I can do it for a long time.
Right.
I mean, even though I get close to retirement, if I still want to work a few days at a golf course and stuff, I can still do it. And I have that knowledge and background.
Yeah, okay. So it's kind of like, you know, we say golf is a game of a lifetime, but maybe a job of a lifetime as well.
I don't ever see myself sitting still.
Any hole in one?
No hole in one. I've rattled a lot of sticks and a lot of holes.
Oh, it took.
I've been playing for 30 years. It's coming.
Yeah, that's a good attitude.
I went to Augusta in 2016 for Masters practice round. My brother got tickets through the lottery, and we went down there, and I got to watch him get his first hole in one. He's been golfing a lot longer than we have, so
that's
he
nice.
Said the best thing about getting his first hole in one is that his brother and his son were there to witness it.
Cool.
That's so awesome. That was really cool.
So how hilly is it at Augusta? You got to walk there.
It's amazing. We all know the greens are fast and undulated, but they're small. A lot of them are really small. And so the TVs get behind them, and they pan out and take up the whole screen. So it makes it look big. No, some of them are really tiny.
And you got to hit that target.
Yep. So watching the practice round, amazing place. I hope everybody gets there. I thought the grass was fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought at Coeur d'Alene when I went there too. It's the Coeur d'Alene Resort. You look out and you're like, a couple times you're like, wait a minute. Yeah, it's almost bad to take a divot. It's that type of grass.
And I had my Fitbit on that day, and I think I put 22,000 steps in around there.
Wow. And you walked the whole 18?
I went around it like 3 times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just try chasing groups and guys. And
sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So you guys, Eagle Road between Eustick and Franklin, is that right?
Yeah, Eustick and Fairview.
Eustick and Fairview.
Okay. Right next to Discount Tire. Our building front, kind of the back of our building faces Eagle Road, which is unfortunate. I really wish we had a storefront that faced Eagle Road because I know we're in the high traffic area, but people are going 40, 55 down here. They're not looking at our place.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I saw it, I drove by and went, oh, Club Champion. Then I pulled in the next time. So be looking for it. It's on the west side of the road. Yeah, go ahead.
And then anybody that's looking to get a fit right now, we have promotion codes. You can go on to clubchampiongolf.com, go into the Meridian site. If you log in and set up an account and want to get a fit, we have codes. Mine is WGREE2023. My associate's number is BDUNT2023. These are just promo codes. If you want to come get a fit, it doesn't matter if it's a driver, full bag, putter. We will give you a discount on that fit up to 50%.
Okay, so let's talk. So 50% off the fit. You use one
with
of those.
With a purchase.
Yep. Okay. So purchase of, are we talking driver, full set, putter, whatever
their fitting is.
Okay, so whatever they fit, that free fit goes with that. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, people, of course, those codes will be available on the All Golf mobile app. And if you do not have that, you can go to the App Store and put in All Golf, one word, or go to Google Play and put All Space Golf, and that will allow you to download the app for free and get that great deal. All right. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Come on in and see us, people. It's a lot of fun. It's a candy store.
Okay. Before we sign off here, just some news and notes things. Obviously, not too much going on this time of year, Kelly.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Couple things I dug up. One, I found a story about a new community center / clubhouse going in at Warm Springs. Kind of cool. You can find that story and others on the All Golf app, of course. And coming this summer, grand opening back up at Tamarack, Osprey Meadows.
Yeah,
guess what?
Cool.
Guess what? Two guys will be there.
Oh, us, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. We'll have to be there for the grand opening.
Yeah.
Because, you know, another thing...
People really want to see us, I can tell you that.
Absolutely. And another thing, you know, we didn't talk about a lot, too. The whole point of this is to get free golf.
For sure.
That's really...
That's why I'm here.
What other pursuit is there in life, really? Nothing better than
that. Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll wrap it up for this first one. We want to make sure that people know where to find us, what to expect. Our goal is to do this every week. I don't know what day of the week. It doesn't necessarily matter because it's going to be available on Podbean whenever you want. And you can go to the All Golf app. And certainly it will be available there for your listening pleasure whenever you like. We'll probably put it out, I would think, on the weekend.
Yeah.
Again, we're just kind of feeling our way through this, getting going here. But I think we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, yeah. Absolutely, and that's the whole goal. Yeah. So on the Android, it's All Golf, one word, Idaho. On iPhone, All Space Golf, Idaho. There's also, we're going to be at the Idaho Golf Show. That's
yes,
going to be
are.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely, so stop by our booth.
Year two. Yeah.
We're going to be looking to get some golf stories. We'll get them out of you people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll be hawking coupons or...
Yeah, we're going to have
something.
Stuff for,
I'll be bugging people to sign up for the app. Or that's what I was doing last year. So,
you know, and the app really for you, for all of you, information, but also our goal is to save you money on stuff. And we're working on that, getting those coupons and deals out there because golf is getting expensive. We know that. Man,
absolutely.
It's gone up a ton. I was just updating some of the information on the app with the new prices, and yeah, you won't be pleasantly surprised at what they want for a greens fee. So,
yeah,
anyway,
yeah,
until next time, signing off. We'll see you on Backspin.
Yep, see you later.